Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm and clear evening across Israel, with nightfall bringing cooler temperatures. Conditions remain pleasant in major cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, perfect for a night out or a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, a gunman in a Hezbollah uniform was shot dead at the Lebanon border earlier this hour after firing on troops. Residents nearby were told to remain indoors. Also, Walla reports that the IDF chief of staff stated the recent attack in Iran was preparation for a more significant action. This message was delivered during a visit to the Northern Command earlier today. Also this hour, JNS informs us that the IDF hit a Hamas naval police headquarters in southern Gaza, killing several terrorists, including a cell commander. Separately, Forward reports that protests at the Venice Art Biennale are intensifying, with over 10-0 artists and curators joining the anti-Israel demonstrations in the past hour. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Israel struck Iranian military targets following an Iranian missile attack. This marks a new phase in the ongoing conflict. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago about Palestinian ministers' warning of critical medicine shortages in Gaza and the West Bank. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, shared earlier today that IDF chief Eyal Zamir emphasized the IDF's readiness to continue strikes against Iran if necessary. Dan Linies, an economic analyst, writing just now, highlighted Iran's dwindling oil reserves and economic challenges, predicting significant financial strain due to ongoing U.S. sanctions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation at the Lebanon border. The Times of Israel reports that the assailant infiltrated Israeli territory but did not cross the border fence. The IDF responded swiftly, ensuring no injuries among Israeli troops. Heightened tensions remain a concern for communities along the border. Turning to the IDF's stance on Iran, Walla details Chief of Staff Zamir's visit to the Northern Command, where he delivered a strong message to Iran and Hezbollah. The recent attack is part of an ongoing strategy to counter Iranian influence. This highlights Israel's commitment to maintaining security in the region. Meanwhile, in southern Gaza, JNS reports that the IDF targeted a Hamas naval police headquarters in Khan Yunis, the strike aimed at disrupting Hamas's militant activities. This follows a pattern of increased military actions in the area. Separately, the Venice Art Biennale faces growing unrest, as Forward notes. The escalating protests challenge the tradition of inclusion at the event, bringing international attention to Israel's cultural and political dynamics. Finally, Axios sheds light on the escalation with Iran. Israel's strikes on Iranian targets come after an Iranian missile attack, breaking the ceasefire since April 8. This development could reshape diplomatic relations in the region. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that NewMed Energy seeks to renegotiate gas prices with the Ministry of Energy due to the shekel's strengthening. This move could impact domestic energy costs. Separately, CTEC reports satellite imagery suggests potential damage at Ramat David Air Base, a critical site for the Israeli Air Force. The implications for Israeli defense operations are under review. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Elon Musk could become the first trillionaire as SpaceX prepares for an IPO. This financial milestone raises discussions about wealth concentration and economic influence. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.